Attention all kids, please report to the blacktop.
Kilo in the truck, kilo, kilo in the truck. Kilo in the truck, kilo, kilo in the truck. Kilo in the truck, kilo, kilo in the truck. Kilo in the truck, kilo, kilo in the truck.
Yo, what up? This Big Rich, a.k.a. Fillmore Rich.
Yo, 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 what up? This Pac there.
Yeah, 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 this San Quinn, man.
Guess what? You chilling on the blacktop.
You stay on top of the blacktop, or the blacktop will get on top of you.
You tune in to Blacktop Radio with Kilo.
What's up? It's your boy Kilo, live on location here at the historical Yoshi's. Today, I've been blessed with the awesome group Pop Life. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
So, one by one, can you please introduce yourself to the listeners out there?
Hey, what's up? I'm Dylan, a.k.a. Frizzy.
I'm Jaden, a.k.a. Panda. I'm 13 and I play the bass.
I'm Ali Khan. You can follow me on Twitter at Ali Khan the DJ.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So the first question is actually for you, Dylan. For the listeners who don't know, who is Pop Life and how did you guys get started?
Pop Life is a wide genre of musicians and music. And we all got started a long, long time ago, and I was around like 6. And I used to perform at this park with my friend named Gabby Wilson. And she's doing a lot of writing now, and she was singing. And then from there, we just started adding people. And at one time, it was just all family. Like, I have my other cousin on drums, my other cousin on bass. And then they branched off, and then we had a couple more musicians for them. But all together, we stayed three of us the whole time.
Every time you guys are rocking on stage, you guys are looking fresh. I wanted to know, do you guys got a stylist, or is that just your own swag? Or?
Yeah. It's actually our mom. We call her the momager because she's like our mom and our manager at the same time. She gets us dressed. She's pretty much our visual person. You know, she helps us look good and everything. So, yeah, you know, dresses our swag.
So shout outs to y'all momager, you feel me?
What's the name of the group?
Pop Life.
What do you want from this show?
To perform in places like this, to just give people a chance to know who we are.
All right, let's see what you got.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
Original. It seemed unique. You surprised me. I had no idea what to expect, and I just think you're wonderful. I do.
Thank you so much.
The reality of this act is it's you. You are a very good singer. I mean, you hit some beautiful notes early on. You hit the big notes later. I think you've got real talent, but I don't think you need the group.
So I'm going to say yes.
Judging you as a group, I'm going to say no. Sorry.
Alright, look. I have to say yes.
I wanted to know, what was the first thing in your head when the votes were tied, split apiece, Howie and Pierce? It was on Sharon. What was the first thing that went in your head when Sharon said, you're going to Vegas?
Good question. In my head, my hands got sweaty. I was honestly blanked. I wasn't thinking anything. Like right now, how I'm like this, I was completely speechless, and it was crazy. My heart was thumping. I was honestly speechless.
I actually stopped hearing for a second. She said yes, and like all I heard was just like yes and nothing else, no scream or anything. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, it was a very nerve-wracking moment. I mean, she didn't say yes or no right on the spot. She like waited a couple of seconds,
and we were like, oh, please, please, please. She's like, yes. And that, for joy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What was your guys' most memorable moment on AGT?
Well, I feel like the most memorable moment for all of us, I feel, is playing live with Stevie Wonder on stage. That was just like amazing.
Wait, were you a fan of him before?
Okay.
Mega fan. Like, we thought he was the godfather of music. Like,
he was one of the musicians that we constantly looked up to, and we listened to his music every day. And that was one of our inspirations, him and Michael Jackson. So,
the first audition, when we were almost split up, it was Make It or Break It.
I don't go without my brothers.
But the fact that we're here just shows that we can do it as a family. I don't know where I'd be if I didn't meet these guys. I've had a pretty rough life. My father passed when I was 2, and my mom had some issues. And I've been switched around from home to home, and I've always kind of had that strange feeling of unwantedness. But with these guys, I feel like they truly love me, and they want me to be here. I don't want to cry.
All right, it's time to party from Oakland, California. Make that noise for Pop Life.
This past week, you guys were in Frisco and you met Michelle Obama. I just wanted to know, what was it like playing for the First Lady?
I mean, it was really fun because she's like such a cool lady, and all her friends are cool too. We got a chance to meet her, and it was nice. It was a good experience.
Yeah, she was really, really heartwarming, and she was giving hugs, and she was really there for us, and she cared about us. And in the end, when we were playing for her, it was just a fun experience.
Also, she let us take pictures with her and everything. It was really nice. We got to, you know, go back in there. It was like really cool room and everything. Snapped the pictures, we gave her hugs, and Dylan said this really creepy comment to her. She was like, okay, we're gonna see you at your house. And we're like,
and it's the way he said it. He was like, we're gonna see you at the White House.
Dylan, you crazy. Speaking of the White House, I heard y'all are about to rock over there, right? So what's going on with that?
Yeah, we're gonna be playing behind Disney's princess, Zendaya Coleman. I mean, she was the first singer in our band Pop Life, so it's like bringing family back together on stage.
For sure. So good luck. Tell Barack I said what's up, you feel me? I wanted to know, do you guys have any weird rituals you guys do before or after your guys' shows?
A little weird, but, you know, we pray before every single show. So, you know, we kind of give, like, thanks to God to, like, you know, help us with these talents that we have. You know, like, it's him that gave us these talents, so it's really nice to, you know.
And we thank him for that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Why do you do this? What makes you passionate about music?
I feel like it's just the way that music makes us feel. It just makes us feel, like, good, so we do it. And, you know, like, whatever makes you feel good, you should do.
Dylan, what makes you passionate about music?
I would say the live performances. That's like the best part of the whole get down. Because, I mean, on stage you get to be like the superstar Michael Jackson Prince status. And it's just so fun. It's like overwhelming sometimes.
How is the balance between work and like your school life? Like, I feel like you guys are on, you know? But do you guys feel like you're missing your childhood?
I would say that it's not really work in school. It's fun in school. Because, you know, our job, it's just not really a job at all. It's just us having fun and getting paid for it. I mean, like, wow.
And especially because we go to Oakland School for the Arts, which is an art school. So the first half, we're at school doing our work, and we're just waiting for the second half, which is practicing our art. So school is fun, too. Everything is fun because we're just constantly doing what we love, which is playing music, jamming around, and just having fun.
What's your contact? Like, what's your website and Twitter, Facebook, all of that?
You can go online at www.poplyfe.com, and there you can find our merchandise, you can find upcoming events, you can look at our pictures, videos, blogs, and then our Twitter is at poplife_band, Facebook poplife, YouTube poplife TV, anything else?
You can follow me at Jaden_poplife.
And you can follow me at Frizzy_poplife.
Frizzy. Okay, so any last shout-outs to anybody that's listening on the air right now?
Shout-out to any panda lovers out there.
Nah, shout-out to everybody out there that's listening.
Shout-out to everybody with the afros. I know y'all out there.
So, thank you. I want to wish you much success with the rest of your career, and I can't wait to see y'all rock in a couple minutes. Can I get a drop? Just one drop, yeah. And that's it? Okay. So, what's up? We're Poplife, and you're tuning in to Blacktop Radio on KSFS. Y'all got it?
Yeah. Blacktop Radio on Facebook.
So whenever you guys are ready.
Hey, this is Pop Life.
And you're tuned in to KFSF.
Blacktop Radio.
It's at KSFS.
Hey, this is Pop Life.
And you're tuned in to Blacktop KSFS Radio.
Close enough.